What's up, everybody? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Do you know that we're in the midst of Civic Media's grown-up giftless text-to-win sweepstakes contest? In the 4 o'clock hour, my little buddy Dom Salvio will be getting on the air. He's going to drop a keyword on you. You're going to want to text that keyword via the Civic Media app, and that's going to qualify you to win either $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the 4 o'clock hour. Yeah, not so bad.
Nice.
Cash. Very nice. in the holiday season, not so bad. Nor is a little getaway. So be sure that you got the app ready and keep it locked here on Civic Media. That text will also register you to win one of 8 grand prizes, a grab bag, if you will, from our grown-up gift list, including things like an espresso machine, luggage, a humidifier, and a couple of robot vacuums, all to make your life easier and or more fun. So please do participate and check it out. We drop those keywords in the 7 o'clock hour, the 7 a.m. hour, 11 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. every day. Want to get some text messages in. Sue from Franklin also saying time chooses the person based on basically news making. Len from Madison, personally, I don't have a problem with Mr. Mangione killing this guy, because eliminating people that enrich themselves from the pain and suffering of others needs to be looked at. I hear you, but disagree. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, maybe the guy had a Bruce Wayne complex chasing villains. Mark from Prairie du Sac also points out that wasn't Hitler person of the year back in the 30s. I actually think that may be true. I haven't had time to fact check that, but there have been. I remember growing up, Tom, there were
some very interesting dictators.
Right. And
I think the Ayatollah Khomeini was one year.
And what was the dictator from? He was from an African country. He had the hat. I can't remember the guy's name. This is my...
Yes, there have been, they're agnostic.
They're agnostic as to good or bad or indifferent. Yes. It's just news making.
It's just news, yes.
And Andrew from Maine also pointing out, often the person of the year is the president-elect in an election year. Yep. And folks, let's see here. Andrew from Maine also saying facts exist. Campaigns, especially GOP campaigns, have realized that the generic voter doesn't actually care about facts. Certainly not enough to verify. Matt from Middleton. Hey, Maggie, how about we follow economist Victor Fuchs, who wrote in the 70s that if we didn't adopt a single payer universal healthcare system, we as a country would always have growing debt. It's an economic and financial issue as well. Could not.
Or Theodore Roosevelt or FDR or Dwight Eisenhower.
I mean, a Delano Democrat, if you will.
Yes.
I think that's what we all are. Thank you, Tom from West Dallas. He's reminding me that the African dictator with the hat that I was trying to remember was none other than Idi Amin. I do believe that he was also potentially a Time Person of the Year. Here's what we wanted to get to, everybody. Tom and I... We often just send generic thoughts to each other the day before the show because there's so much going on. Is Donald Trump actually going to deliver real and measurable results? So let's assume that facts matter and that there are facts. Let's assume that we can measure things. Let's assume that people in good faith voted for Donald Trump because they want some of their economic anxiety relieved. How do we know if Trump's delivering? Is he actually going to deliver? And I wanted to start with this fact. Okay, reporting yesterday has made it clear that Elon Musk's total net worth has nearly doubled since Donald Trump's election. He is the first human being to break the net worth barrier of $400 billion.
With a B, billion.
Yes. And I wanted to give everybody an actual idea of how much $400 billion is. Please listen to what I am going to tell you right now. If you spent $10 million
a day.
Every day for 100 100 years, you will not have spent even $400 billion. You will still have just under $150 million left to spend. I'm going to say this again. Elon Musk's net worth is $444 billion. Here's how much that is. If you spent $10 million a day, every single day for 100 years, you will not have even gotten into the $400 billion mark. So trying to explain things like in this context, Tom, I think is so important. When I say we need to take money out of politics, but it's because it's perfectly corrupting, this is what I mean. Like, what's $42 billion to Elon Musk? Not much. Like, what's he is reportedly spent $250 million on the campaign.
Yeah, $250 million.
Excuse me, $250 million, $250 million. Well, that's, let's do the math again, $10 million a day. That's just under a month for him. Like, if you could, you know, buy all of the communications or the most important communication outlet for 4 days worth of work, and you could basically buy the presidency and the U.S. government for a month's worth of your work and bend them to your will.
Yes.
Wouldn't you do like that? Sounds like a
why wouldn't you? I mean, I would invest it. I would invest $250 million if I knew it was going to get me $200 billion in return.
That's really ROI.
That's a great ROI. I would do that every single time. Let's put that number into one more perspective. Please. I read recently that cancer patients, all cancer patients in the United States over, I think it was the year 2022, they had to pay a little over $16 billion in deductibles.
Wow. Wow. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about, is Donald Trump actually going to work for you? Or does Elon Musk own him? Does his billionaire boys club cabinet own him? Is that who he's really working for? I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's all real news and great conversation next.